Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
Colossians 2 and verse 14 says, "He cancelled the record of the charges against us." When someone's arrested for a crime and they're brought into a court, the prosecutor will say, "The charges against you are..." so on. At that point, they hope their lawyer can get the charges dismissed. Well, God has a record of every sin that you've committed from the womb to the tomb. The details, all the bad decisions you've made, the hateful acts, the unforgiving attitudes, the prejudice, the greed, the lust, the lies, he's recorded them all. But you've never seen that record, nor has anyone else. That's because, as Colossians 2, 13 and 14 says, he forgave all our sins. He cancelled the record of the charges against us and took it away by nailing it to the cross. Knowing full well for the price for our sins was death, Christ suffered for our sins once for all time. He died for sinners to bring you safely home to God. 1 Peter 3 and verse 18. Now notice the words forgave and cancelled the record of the sins you've committed. The cross is like a trading post. There, at the point of believing faith, God takes all your sins and he puts them on Christ's account, while at the same time taking all of Christ's righteousness and putting it on your account. Is there a limit to God's love? If there is, David the adulterer never found it, nor Paul the persecutor of Christians, nor Peter the liar, nor the thief on the cross. And you won't find it either. When Jesus cried from the cross, "It is finished," God wrote "paid in full" over every sin that you would ever commit. The word "justified" simply means just as if I'd never sinned. How good is that? All the charges are dismissed. And that's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.